Welcome to the Meditation Podcast. You'll find all our episodes on meditationpodcast.org. This is one of eight meditations kindly given to me by Becca Williams. I interviewed Becca on episode number 228. It was titled Emotional and Trauma Recovery. We covered microdosing, emotional liberation, cannabis, breathwork, reincarnation, chakras, and a lot more. So be sure to check out the episode. You'll find all my episodes and other podcasts on bio.link/podcaster. And I'd also like to thank DanielPackard.com. He's helping people with anxiety, stress, and addictions. He's got a 90% success rate and he's only charging if he helps you. But he's also given a free 45-minute training to help people reduce anxiety just to show that this can work. So be sure to check him out, DanielPackard.com. So I hope you enjoy this meditation.
Hi, it's Becca from The Cushion. And as always, I trust you brought some emotional baggage that's been weighing you down because you're going to be releasing a lot of old psychic junk today if you stick with me and put your best into this practice. We'll be doing a Kriya that's going to support you for when you're feeling needy. And it's an opportunity to start clearing behavior patterns that make you miserable some of the time or a lot of the time. It's called Clear the Cobwebs of Past Desires. And this is going to invite you to bring up feelings of when you're feeling needy or craving something, when you feel insatiable and empty no matter what you get, or when you often feel that you live without pleasure. And these feelings can color everything you do, and it's likely an old program that's been running for most of your life. So we want to start changing that program, and this is the best way I know to do it. Emotional liberation worked for me, and if you bring your will and desire to these practices, it can do it for you as well. And that's why I teach this. It's so fast and so efficient. So what we're doing today is a powerful yet understated practice that's going to help your mind keep very busy and activate your energy body so you can be in touch with what you're feeling, okay? And that's very important. You're not pushing feelings away. No, you're actively bringing them up. Lots of goodies to do this. There's an important hand position that we're going to be doing. There's some mental chanting, sa, ta, na, ma. And I will explain that in the YouTube text box so we don't take up time here. And there's a potent breath count that's going to put you over the top. And here's how we're going to do it. I'll be practicing it with you. Well, my voice, a voice over, guides us through this. And this is the best way I know to offer guidance in introducing you to these powerful practices of emotional liberation, and that is to demonstrate while I guide us through it at the same time. And if you do find a lot of relief from this and want more, join me over at my website, beccawilliams.org. And if you'd like to practice in a live gathering with others, I invite you to join me for my live online cannabis elevation ceremonies, where from the comfort of your own home, anywhere in the world, we can come together to do these life-changing practices together with or without cannabis. It's totally up to you. These industrial strength meditations are very powerful by themselves. But right now, I encourage you to set your intention to release negative thoughts so that you can reset yourself during this strong session. And it can rock your world. So find a time and place where you can have some privacy and get situated and settled as I am here. And if you're adding cannabis plant medicine to your practice, I have a video that'll offer some guidance on that. Importantly, you need to be comfortable. You need to wear loose fitting clothes and find a good sitting position and have some water and some tissue and something to make some notes on when we're finished, because a lot of stuff can percolate up when you go deep as you're going to be going today. As for sitting, you can try a cushion like I have here, where your hips are higher than your legs. It takes the pressure off the lower back. And if you need more height, you can sit in a chair. Just make sure it has a solid back that allows you to sit up straight and your feet with your feet planted on the floor. Okay, firmly on the floor. So let's get situated and settled and sit comfortably and calm, sitting straight, but relaxed. And let's take a couple of deep breaths, okay? It's going to help you land. Okay. So now I'm going to switch it over. So my voiceover will guide us, and I'm going to do this practice with you. Desire. Most of us don't consider desire as an emotion, but in fact, it is the mother of all emotions, as we need a desire to move forward with anything. Some of the biggest desires we have are, I want to be accepted and respected. I want to be connected. I want to be loved and supported. I want to feel safe. And there's a cascade of emotions that will follow, often an inner voice that tells you that you're not going to get what you need or you don't deserve to get it. The thought of not getting what you need or the idea of possibly losing something you already have, a person, a place, a thing, can bring fear and anxiety also. And then, because we can't have what we want, that fans the flames of desire into cravings and compulsions and addictions and irrational and self-destructive behaviors. And a lot of past desires, a lot of accumulated memories of things that you've wanted, may have gotten, you may have not gotten, can interfere with your life today. So this practice will be clearing out the cobwebs of old, smoldering desires from maybe your childhood where you just couldn't get what you needed. They can be confused with current desires today. So it's good to just clear things away so you can be present to what you need now. So we'll begin with this kriya called Let It Go and Let It Flow. So bring your fingertips together, touching each fingertip on one hand with its corresponding finger on the tip of the other hand. And then spread the fingers on both hands, expanding them so there's no finger touching its neighbor, and you'll be forming a little teepee. And place these fingers in front of your torso and at the level of the solar plexus. That's about 2 inches above your navel. The wrists are straight, so the fingers extend upward and the thumbs are pointing straight up. And now look at the tip of your nose. Doing this pulls the optic nerve. It puts pressure on the pituitary gland, which makes the brain very alert. And then let your eyes relax a little bit now. They can be closed or almost closed, okay? Take a couple of deep breaths in this position and just feel relaxed in the upper body. And the breath goes like this. Inhale deeply through the nose and hold your breath in a relaxed way as you mentally chant Sa Ta Na Ma. Then slowly exhale through your rounded mouth in 8 equal segments, mentally chanting Sa Ta Na Ma with each count. So you're going to be doing that twice. And the breath comes from inside the throat, not just at the tip of the lips, and it's generated from a strong pull at the navel. And the mouth is open inside and the ring of the lips is tight. Got that? So begin that on your own, and I'm going to guide you through the first couple of times. You're going to do this for a strong 11 minutes, so put your best into it so you can optimize the effects, okay? So here we go. Begin by inhaling deeply through the nose, and hold your breath now as you mentally chant Sa Ta Na Ma. Then exhale through a rounded mouth to count 8 out with Sa Ta Na Ma twice. Inhale deeply again. Hold. Sa, ta, na, ma. Begin to exhale, mentally counting twice. Sa, ta, na, ma. With the exhale, your navel is jumping powerfully 8 times to empty the breath. Now continue this on your own. Inhale, then 4 counts, then 8 counts of powerful exhales, segmented and jumping the navel. This works with the meridian points in your body and your brain to let go of past fears and desires so you can be clear on what's happening right now. It's relaxing yet energizing, and it's making you clear. You're very calm on your inhale and pause, and then very powerfully feel your navel jump back toward the spine with great strength as you exhale and hear that sound, 8 segmented exhales. And now I'm going to fall silent so you can focus on this now. Now you've been going for about 3 minutes and becoming accustomed to it. You don't have to think so much about it. Let it become automatic and easy, alternating that powerful part with the exhale and the very calm part with the inhale and the hold. You need strength plus awareness to work with your emotions and to be clear. And this is going to give you both. It's going to heal both at the same time. Not excited energy, but very clear, crystalline energy. Your eye position firmly to the tip of your nose, and let other thoughts wait until later. Just be listening and counting your breath. You can count sa, ta, na, ma twice to count those 8 exhales. So your mind is focused on that sound, that thought, rather than millions of other things. So you can let all other thoughts go and be right here, be clear. Thank you. You're now about 6 minutes into it. So as you continue to breathe, you should be able to do this somewhat automatically. But keep it focused, clear, and strong as I speak. And if you lose count, just go back and start over. So let the breath be maintained while you direct some of your attention to memories of past needs and cravings, desires. Think about all the many, many things you wanted and didn't get, or what you wanted and did get and enjoyed. And also bring up the other side of desire, which is aversion, things that you really didn't want, didn't like. Bring it all up and let that feeling come up, just that feeling, distinct from fear of not getting it or frustration of not getting it, sadness at not getting it, despair and giving up, all those things that may have been accompanied with desire. See them, feel them, but distinguish that one singular emotion, craving, need, desire. Just focus on the desire and feel its pull. And with the breath, you're safely able to explore it without getting caught up in the power of addictions at this moment. Just feel the pull of desire, pure desire, as much as you can let it flow through your body as a feeling. And don't worry, don't be scared of it. You certainly don't need to act on it right now. Let the breath feed you all that you need so that you can safely feel your desires, okay? And then they become a little depersonalized. You can witness it. This is just a feeling. It's not you. It isn't permanent. It doesn't define you or enslave you. You're watching it now. It's an innocent message from your deeply resourced self, your soul, an innocent message of some need. So the first step in connecting to your intuition is to always stop and let yourself feel. And you can do that in the safety of this practice that's holding you. We're working with desire, so we're calling it up and letting it flow. And now, as you continue to breathe and feel, where do you feel it in your body? What does it feel like? And do you recall different intensities of desire, from mild to medium to strong and overpowering? At different times, you felt these things. Remember them. We're exploring now, observing and learning, so feel it all without the need to act on any of it. But it'll be very real. If you felt obsessions, intense cravings, and addictions, this is tricky business, because in the past, you might have been out of control and were defined by these desires. Can you separate out the object of your desire or the thing that you want or wanted and just feel the desire itself, separate from an object? Then you can sort of take the charge out of it. You get to see it more clearly. One more minute. Continue strong. Do your best. Good. So you're at about 11 minutes now, and take your last few rounds of breath. And we're going to end this. You could do this up to 31 minutes on a daily basis. Work up to 31 minutes. You could do it regularly, but for our purposes, it'll give you some clarity and strength right now. So now inhale deeply straight through the nose and hold and feel the fingertips be straight and strong. Continue to press the fingers together. And now let your breath go. Relax the hands down into the lap or on the knees and just enjoy this clarity. Perhaps you now have an increased feeling of being held or contained or being satisfied, having no need. There's just a feeling of peace. Check in and see where you're at with that feeling. You might call this contentment. You might call it fulfillment. You've achieved the state without anything external, just your own focus and your own breath. So now we're going to take this clear sensitivity and strength and invite back memories of desire and all the past desires and let them rise up while you're in this strong place, feeling them now so they may not be as overpowering after doing this practice. So feeling your needs, feeling your desire, and you can now talk to this emotion. You can now talk to it without being overpowered by it. So just as if that feeling is a thing, a consciousness in you, ask it. Ask these feelings. Is there a deeper need driving them? Certainly you've already identified some objects of the desire that came in the memory, but can you take the feelings and let them take you deeper into the underlying needs, the underlying urges? What's needed? What do you need to get you out of that thing, if you get it? And every answer that you get, just ask another question. And without your mind working, let this intuitive response, this immediate feeling, give you the answers. If I get that thing that I desire, what will happen then? I will feel safe. I will feel nurtured. I will feel deserving or loved or appreciated or respected or taken care of. What will it mean to you? What will that mean about you if you're able to get that? And with each answer, see if there's a layer deeper and go to find out everything you can about the deepest motivation, the deepest need. You might very well feel some other things with this: sadness, relief, other emotions. Acknowledge them, but follow the main trail here of desire at this time. And now seeing as clearly as you can see about all of this, it may be different from what you've assumed or thought. So start with this as the new beginning, the new reality, the new awareness, and ask this same desire, even though it's diminished some with all the answers that you've been listening to, ask now for solutions. Ask these desires, any of them, the surface ones, the deeper ones, the deepest ones. How can I fulfill you? Ask, what does it take for you to be satisfied? These needs are very important. Honor them, don't question them. Value them. Know that they're leading you to greater contentment, so pay attention. How do you fill these deeper needs? You have to get very quiet and listen to their whisper, but don't let them be hidden. Now, if you started with some person, place, or thing that you needed, go deeper into a more universal quality. Let's say it's safety or it's love. There are many other ways to get safety
and love or validation other than that one original thing that you were desiring. So ask now, when you see these solutions, how can I fulfill this? And know that you have great flexibility and variety. There may be only one person of that particular name and identity and history, or one time in your life that you're desiring. But if that brought you love, there are many, many infinite sources of love. Can you find one that's available right now to you and immediately in your life? So take note and don't question or refute what you may have felt in the way of answers here. Remember them so you can take care of them later. Or maybe some of your fires have been quenched right now. And finally, step back. And can you see the difference between what you might need right now, right here, and what you might have needed long ago? What you've held on to and felt you still needed and didn't? You must be able to see the difference between a real need now and a desire, an old desire carried over, just haunting you from the past. When you do that, when you identify what you need here now, it's accurate. And you see, there's many, many ways to fill it, not just the one. You're on your way to be able to fulfill yourself. So now we're going to finish. Inhale deeply. And exhale. Relax. Rest. And take some notes of what you've learned. This is the experience of emotional liberation. Learning to be in touch with that deep well of healing resources. So celebrate the fact that you did this for yourself today. Come back often, daily, to this practice and others like it to be in touch with your deep inner resources. Have a wonderful day and see you next time.